Blog Talk Radio.
Made possible this airway to bring you the divine word of truth.
And I just thank you, like I said once again, for tuning in on tonight. And so I will be with you on the clock 30 minutes. And before we go into any further preliminaries, I would like those of you, God's precious children, to bow your head with me as we go down and reference God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' righteous name. And we, as a holy people, in unity, shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I sermon on tonight, entitled, Perfecting Holiness. I'll say that again. Perfecting Holiness. And we're taking our scripture reading from the second law of Corinthians 7 and 1. And it reads like this. Let us clean ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And that is found in the second law of Corinthians 7 and 1. Hallelujah. And we know that the Christian life takes work. It requires the commitment of one's whole being to Jesus. It requires your body. It requires your mind. It requires your emotions and your will. And we know that to have a life that is wholesome, attractive, uplifting to others, and fulfilling to oneself, even then, we know weeds of selfishness and sinful attitude can quickly spring up and overrun the fruits of the Spirit. That scripture reading is found in the law of Galatians 5 and 22 through 23. Hallelujah. And that was the problem with many believers at Corinthians. They had become overgrown with envy and divisiveness. Hallelujah. We read in the law of 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 through 3. So Paul told them to cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's in the law of 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. By holiness, he didn't mean they could be singleless. He didn't mean they could be sinless, but blameless. And we now need to ask God, Lord, help us to uproot any weeds of the flesh and the spirit before they become ugly habits. And may the beauty of Jesus' character be what others see in us. Hallelujah. And also we find a distinguished word that we are now using in our today's society among the young who in society. And the word is retronym. We find out that what do a regular coffee, acoustic guitar, and black and white television have in common? We find out that it's called retronym. It's a word or phrase. And it's created because of familiar words and it needs to be distinguished from a term that refers to a new development or invention. Now, we know that we once knew coffee was regular. All guitars were acoustic. All TVs were black and white. But we find out in today's society the need for a growing list of retro nails, including we call our coffee decaf, we call it mocha, we call it java, the electric guitar, we call it the high definition, and so we call a television high def as well. Then it could be said that Jesus turned the phrase physical birth into a retro meal. When he told an inquiring man named Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We find that scripture reading in the law of John 3:3. We find out that Nicodemus was a religious person who didn't grasp the idea of second birth. How can a man be born when he is old, he asked Jesus. Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? Verse 4. Jesus further explained the difference between being born of the flesh and being born of the spirit. Then concluded, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again, in verse 7. Our Christian life begins when we invite Jesus to live within us. It's a miracle when we are born again. Hallelujah. So we know that you can rejoice in that old hymn that says, rejoice, O soul, the debt is paid, for all our sins on Christ were laid. We've been redeemed, we've justified, and all because the Savior died. Hallelujah. So we know that this natural life came by God's breath. Eternal life come by Jesus' death. Hallelujah. And so we know that that was another high figure in the biblical life. And his name was Noah. And Noah's life was the principle that every act of faith condemns the world. We know that by faith, hallelujah, Noah moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness, which is according to faith. We find that scripture in the law of Hebrews 11:7. Hallelujah. Now we know that Noah condemned the world and became heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. We find out that the New Testament calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. 2 Peter 2:5, even though none of these sermons are recorded in the Bible, perhaps it was Noah's obedience to God in building the ark that stands as his greatest witness to a self-centered and violent generation. According to all that God commanded him, so he did. That's in the law of Genesis 3:6-22. How easy is it to be critical of the sins of others, but how much more powerful to demonstrate the grace and righteousness of our God by living for him. So I would suggest us to let our lips and lives express the holy gospel that we confess. Let our works and our virtues shine to prove the doctrine all divine. The Christian life is the world's greatest Bible. And you might ask, you that are out there in my digital podcast listening audience on tonight, Pastor Lord, is Jesus exclusive? I'm here to tell you the answer is no. Jesus is available to all that ask and call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus died so that anyone could come to him for salvation. And I'd like to let you know that Christianity is not an exclusive club limited to an elite few who fit in the perfect profile. Everyone is welcome regardless of color, class, or clout. In spite of this wonderful reality, Christ claims in the law of John 14:6 to be the only way to God, continue to offend, yet Jesus is the only way, the only option that works. All of us are guilty before God. We are sinners and cannot help ourselves. Our sins had to be dealt with. Jesus, as God in the flesh, died to pay the penalty for our sins and then rose from the dead. No other religious leader offered what Jesus provided in his victory over sin and death. The gospel of Christ is offensive to some, but it is the wonderful truth that God loves us even to the point that he went to the cross. He loves us. And he came to take care of our biggest problem. And that problem, my friend, was sin. And as long as sin is the problem, the world needs Jesus. We find out that no one could enter heaven. Our many sins stood in the way. So God in love sent Jesus, for he alone sins death. Pay. I would encourage you to break the good news. Jesus is a non-exclusive Savior to all that call upon his name. He said all you had to do was acknowledge that you was a sinner and that you could then be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And we find now that in the world there is a lot of unbelievers. Some of them call themselves evangelists. Some of them call themselves pastors. Some of them call themselves apostles. Some of them call themselves bishops. Some of them call themselves missionaries, but yet do not believe that you have to live a holy lifestyle, holy, acceptable, and that's pleasing unto God. That we are perfecting holiness is our sermon on tonight. And I am so sorry to tell you that if you're not holy, you cannot see God. This is not what I'm making up, but this is the divine word of truth. And I know that when you go to talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost, sanctification, you step on a lot of toes, you step on a lot of shoes. You step on a lot of sandals. You step on a lot of boots. But this is God's divine word of truth. You must be born again. That's what I just spoke about. Nicodemus asked, did he have to go back into his mother's womb? But that is not the rebirthing that God is talking about. He's talking about being born of the Spirit, the water baptism that cleanse away all the filth and sin from our heart, from our mind, from our spirit, then God is able to place where it was once sin. He can place a desire to please God, a desire for righteousness, a desire for holiness. And a lot of people want to serve God with a lemon lime twist. But you cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. God said to choose, Jesus said, who you're going to serve. You can't serve both God and Satan. You got to choose what road you're going to take. And a lot of people get offended because of God's word. But I'm God's messenger. And I am on a mission. And my mission is to deliver unto you and you and you the divine word of truth. If I don't tell you what God said and what thus said the Lord, then I will get chastised from the Father. So I do not want to be chastised because of being disobedient. I am not the one that wanted to be a disobedient daughter. Instead, I am going to be an obedient daughter unto God and His law. And a lot of people want to have one foot in the world and one foot in holiness. And it just won't work. Because God's word says that He will not, cannot, shall not live in an unclean temple. So that means that if you still want to chuck and jive, if you still want to do a little clubbing, if you still want to do a little tipping and dipping, if you still want to do a little swearing, if you still want to use profanity as a part of your vocabulary, if you still want to pull out your gun and get angry at your neighbor or get angry with your loved ones or them that has made you angry, then maybe you should wait a little while and just hope and pray that God will hold the opportunity door open for you. Because that's letting God know that you are not ready to be wholeheartedly involved with the lifestyle of Christ. Because in order to give up all, you got to be willing to let all the worldly things that you took part of, you should be able to lay them down at Jesus' feet. Because Jesus told us, He said, all your sins, all of my sins, all of the world's sins that come unto God, He said, I will put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. So I'm here to bring you good news on tonight. We are perfecting holiness. It is holiness or hell. It's simple as that. Holiness or hell. You cannot go to heaven being a son. You cannot go to heaven with sinful ways, sinful desires, lustful ways, and ways that are not like Christ. You have to take off sin, and then God would dress you in righteousness. God would dress you in His grace. God will dress you in His holiness. And you will have a desire to live for God only. Because God said in His word, you've got to be holy. It's a must be. If no if, ands, or buts. It's holiness or nothing. So you either got to be all the way committed to live a lifestyle of Christ, or you are committed to live a lifestyle of sin. You got to choose which road you want to walk. You want to walk in the road of light, that's the road of righteousness. Or you can walk on the road of darkness, that's the road of sin. But don't get mad at me when I tell you that I'm holy, that I'm a holy woman, I live a holy lifestyle, because that's what I do. So, you know, I'm pleased that God has embedded that kind of spirit deep down in me, because it takes God to do that. It's not me of nothing that I do, but it's the God that lives down in my soul that inhabits me to want to live a lifestyle of Christ every day. Not saying that I don't err because I do, but when you err, then you immediately correct it. Say, God, I'm sorry. Because even if you think wrong, that's a sin. So I can't say that I don't think negative, because I do think negative, because I'm human. So I'm not in heaven yet. Because when God comes to rapture us out of here, then we're going to take off this immortality body and put on an immortality body. You can stab this old body right now, and I would agree. You could shoot this old body, and I might die. But when God take off this mortality body that I'm wearing and put on an immortality body, you cannot destroy that body that God places on you. So I just want you to know, don't get mad at me about God's word. If you have any issues, I would ask you, get on your knees and go in prayer and consult our Heavenly Father, because these are His words. I didn't write the Bible. God did. All I'm doing is carrying out His instruction. He said, go into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized. He that believeth not shall be damned. So that's what I'm doing. I am God's messenger. Just like you have an instructor. When you go to college, you have a professor. You go to high school, you have teachers. When you go to work, you have a boss man. So you have to answer to somebody in this life. We always have to subject to someone or something. So I'm subject to God, because that's who gives me all of my instructions. As I said earlier, God writes out my itinerary on a day-to-day basis. Tell me what you want me to bring before the world. So I'm bringing it to the right and dividing the word of truth. Wholeness without, that's what the word of God says. Right and dividing the word of truth. Wholeness without, which no man or woman shall see God. In closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to engage your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought it to you, the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are encouraged to send all your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, Incorporated. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send all your correspondence, attention, senior pastor, Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600. Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye. Bye.